WFXX.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, the Fox State Knowledge.
It is a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Let's Talk. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you. All you need to do is give us a ring at 814-954-7266.
Okay, here's what we want. This morning.
What do we want?
For parents listening.
We want it all.
For parents listening out there, share your best first day of school story.
Oh, boy. It was a day.
Did the little tyke or tykes or whatever, did they get on the bus on time? Did they get out of bed? What emergencies did you hit? Did the bus break down? I mean, all the fun stories.
It's all over.
From the first day of school.
Was the bus 13 minutes late from what the schedule said it would be?
Oh, what? There it is. Okay. Friends.
Just yes, wondering.
It's the first day. Well, not for everybody. Phillipsburg started last week. It's the first day of school for everybody in our, I guess, immediate neighborhood or whatever, Center County, blah, blah, blah. And I have to admit, obviously, I don't have little tykes anymore. Well, I do, but they're grandkids and they don't live around here. As I was getting in the car this morning, I'm like, oh, shoot, it's the first day of school. School buses. Uh-oh. I'm thinking, I haven't had to dodge those in a while. Somehow I missed them all. Well, no, I encountered one. I encountered one, and he went a little slow because we were on a narrow road, and I don't know, guys were out doing tree trimming or something early this morning, so we had to all go slowly to get around the tree trimmers. All right, whatever. Other than that, everything, I think, went smoothly. Now, the day is just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. All right, what will the rest of the school day bring for State College, Bellefonte, Penns Valley, Bald Eagle area? I think some other places, too, but where people can hear us on the radio right here. First day of school. Hey, you could not have asked for better weather for the first day of school. This is like El Perfecto.
Now we're talking.
And I don't know about you, but at least at my house, dawn this morning, it was 47 degrees. And yes, without even thinking this morning, I had to grab the jacket. All right, grab the jacket to come on in.
I had to prove my toughness and walk the dog in just a t-shirt and shorts.
Well, no offense. By the time I got to the studio here, it's like 55 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
That's cheating. All right. Out in the country, it was 47. Anyway, so wherever you were, if you're a parent, again, especially, I'm thinking a parent of like a kindergartner, or you know, maybe you just moved to the neighborhood recently. All right, welcome, and you're sending the little tyke off for the first day of school. How did you handle that? Did you kind of, you know, tear up a little bit, like, oh, this is so great. Oh, I'm sad. It's the end of a era. Oh my! Or did you're like, yes, I get my life back, right? Something like that. Which one of those is it? Depends, you know, if you're a parent, it could be like, woo, okay, get going there, Joey, and we'll see you in a few hours, and whoo, where's the drink cabinet? All right, no, it's a little early for that. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that. Here's one thing I just find interesting. Now, again, for longtime listeners, in my old job, I work primarily with schools. And again, you get this idea, well, schools, they're all the same. Da, da, da. And of course, nothing could be further from the truth. Every school is different. Every school is unique in so many different ways. All right. Yes, they're educating kids. And that's about the only similarity right there. Then everything else is different, which is amazing and kind of interesting when you think about it. So, for instance, when does school start? Now, depending on where you live, the schedule is totally different. I don't think there have been any changes that I've noticed since spring. So for State College, for instance, all right, State College High School, for instance, first period, their school day, first period starts at 8:40. So right now it's 8:05. Those kids, in some cases, haven't even gotten on a bus yet. All right, so they're, and I passed a few on my drive in, like, you know, people waiting for get on a bus and stuff like that. State College first, State College High School first period starts at 8:40. Now your little guy is not high school. Do you know when does his day start? Is it 8:15? I think.
I think that's about right. It's definitely a little ways after 8.
Okay.
So 8:10, 8:15. 8:15 is probably.
All right. And I remember, I can't remember the exact year that State College made this change. It used to be that the high schoolers got to school first and the younger ones went second, and then they flipped that. All right. And I understand the reasoning, and I agree with the reasoning. All right. We keep, you know, haranguing that teenagers don't get enough sleep and they're tired and la, 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 la. Well, okay. State College went and kind of flipped their schedule so that the high schoolers don't get going, if you will, until 8:40. Now, Scott here. I'm from Penns Valley. All right. They've been following the same basic schedule for a very long time. High school, probably all their schools, get going at 8:15. All right. In my past travels, there are some schools out there, you know, primarily probably in rural areas. First period starts at 7:30. Their school day begins at 7:30. And I remember having chats with, you know, my teacher friends in some of these places, just, and I was honest, I'm like, this is too early. This is too early. And most of the time I would get a head nod like, yeah, this is pretty darn early. First period, 7:30.
That's early.
And there were times where I had to be at the school at 7:30 because what I was doing with their group, well, it was first period and 7:30. And I'm rubbing the sleep out of my eyes, and I'm seeing kids walking in like the Walking Dead, you know, like the zombies on TV and so on. And now the reasoning, I think, is that their school day then, when it starts at 7:30, it's over at like 2:20 in the afternoon. And the reasoning is, well, our after-school activities, a.k.a. sports, all right? They wanted to get their sports stuff, you know, done sooner. And especially, you know, in-season sports, if they have a road game or a match, in a lot of cases, we're not talking about a 10 or 15 minute drive. We're talking about a drive to the other school. And so they didn't want to take away from a lot of class time for these kids that have to travel in the afternoons. And so what they do, whoop, they kind of shifted their schedule earlier, 7:30 to 2:20, so that the sports kids didn't miss a lot. Problem is, at 7:30 again, it's, and nothing, it's like,
yeah,
this is ridiculous, all right? I'm firm, this is one man's opinion, I am firmly for State College's schedule, for high school at least, 8:40. Now, that means their day is not done until like 3:30 in the afternoon. And you think State College doesn't have road trip drives? Hello? They have tremendous road trip drives.
No, everything's real close by for them. I have a 15, 20-minute drive.
Maybe a 15, 20-minute
flight. Well, then they have to do the other hour and a half to get to their destination.
Maybe a 15 or 20-minute flight, all right, which, yeah. You know, the private State College school district athletics plane. No, I just, you know, for all these studies out there, the teens don't get enough sleep. One of the problems is during the school year, 7:30. Now, we've talked about before this problem called chronic absenteeism, which has really hit hard in the last 5 years since COVID. And it didn't go away. It's continuing. It's lessened a little bit, but it's still there. These are kids for a 180-day school year. These are kids that are absent from school at least 10% of the year. Now, that's 18 days. That's a lot of days. Maybe part of that problem, depending on where you are, Maybe part of the problem is, I don't really want to get up this early today, so I'm not going to school. Because it starts at 7:30 in some places. I just, if I were a parent in those districts, I would be going to a school board meeting saying, what are we doing? All right, okay, the kids miss a little extra time if they have an away game for sports in the afternoon. Big deal. Let's deal with it.
Yeah.
Let's find a way to deal with it. You know, if it's, a tutoring or whatever it takes, this starting at 7:30 is nuts. Now, I don't think, to my knowledge, nobody in Center County starts that early. But you go outside Center County to some of the more rural counties like Clearfield County and toward the north and so on. Yeah, they're starting their school day at 7:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
Anyway, so we'll see how that goes, all right? See if the kids stay awake and all that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. All right? All right, let's see. What else do we have? Now, I don't want to steal my friend's thunder here because I know he has a lot of fun. Today is National Blah Blah Day. Do you have that?
I do. Go ahead, though. You can steal some
thunder. Well, I've got
permission
one.
Permission granted.
I've got
today.
One, but it's a
all
big
right.
It's a big one.
Hit it.
Do you know the one I'm talking about? It's a big one.
I'm guessing it's not the web mistress day that I have on my schedule.
The what?
That's right. It's National Web Mistress Day. And I don't think we're talking about like Spider-Woman cosplay or anything, although who knows. And it's National Dog Day.
Oh, that's the one.
Oh, that's the one.
All right.
I didn't mean to stay.
Actually, I saw one version. It's International Dog Day.
Oh, I just have National. Well, I didn't know.
I've got a version of that,
excellent.
Too.
Excellent. Okay.
Right. National Dog Day. Come on, all you dog owners. Well, we got two dog owners right here. Right?
We learned in our trivia game at Olive Garden last night, special preschool
ooh,
meal.
Cool.
Kiddo got to pick where we went. He's like, Olive Garden. And then we get there, and we're usually... We don't like having the electronics and doing the games. It's like, no, let's we're gonna talk. But it's like trivia game night before school, so we played trivia pretty much
cool.
the entire meal. Had a lot of fun with
oh.
it. But one of the questions was, what was the first animal to be domesticated? And we're like, well, a cat. And I forget now the other options, cat, dog, something, something. We went with cat. It was dog. It was dog.
Okay.
First domesticated animal, according to the trivia folks.
Anyway. Boy, I might have said horse. Was that a guess?
I don't think.
A horse.
It may well have been. But
I mean, we've been using or dealing with horses for
yeah.
a super, super long time.
Dogs apparently
interesting.
Were
all
first.
Right. All right, now I'm going to assume most folks listening to us have a dog. All right, I'm just going to make that assumption. According to the
American dangerous assumption.
According to the American Kennel Club, the
yeah.
five most popular breeds in the United States. Five most popular breeds of dogs. Now, I guess this would be pure breeds, all right? Not a mix, you know, or, God forbid, a mutt.
Got to be some kind of a lab in the top five.
You would be correct. Very good. We'll go in reverse order. According to the American Kennel Club.
I'm going to guess.
What? Number five? What?
German Shepherd.
They're not number five.
But they're in,
yes,
in the top five.
Yes. All right. And it's
Golden Retriever.
But not number five. You're doing very well, though. That's good.
See?
Number five is Poodle.
Ah!
Now, just Poodle. That. Now, I miss my dog Cooper, who was a Golden Doodle. That's Golden Retriever Poodle mix.
Yeah.
And Golden Doodles have become very popular. But I think this is just, again, this is the American Kennel Club.
Right.
They're a bit picky,
yeah.
I think, about breeds.
Are Beagles on the list?
Well, top five, no.
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 Interesting.
Poodle is number five.
All right.
German Shepherd is number four.
Okay.
Golden Retriever is number three. Not surprised. Love
no.
those dogs.
Yeah.
Labrador Retriever is number two.
Yeah.
Number one is French Bulldog. French Bulldog. You're not.
I would have thought it would be up there.
You would go for that one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's very interesting.
Wouldn't have necessarily guessed number one, but
all right.
Would have thought top
five. Now, I've got some other survey. Again, folks, the internet is loaded with surveys. Oh my gosh. Everybody and their uncle does a survey. And I saw some different survey about dogs, and Chihuahua was near the top of the list. Now, I've seen people with Chihuahuas, and they're okay, that's fine. I'm sorry, too small, not my kind of dog. I need a bigger dog, all right? Chihuahua's too tiny. Dachshund was mentioned on this top list. I'm thinking, really? Now, if you're a dachshund owner, nice dog, that's great. This is a popularity thing. I'm like, dachshund? Really?
Yeah, but they're so fun.
The old wiener dog.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. All right, and we have a couple of water stories.
Hold on. Before we get to that, we also just got to pass along, since we're there.
It's
National Women's Equality Day.
Good.
And, very importantly, today is National Cherry Popsicle Day.
Cherry Popsicle.
That is correct.
Go get
a cherry popsicle today.
Okay. I thought you were going to say cherry pie. Cherry popsicle.
Well, I'm okay with cherry pie.
When's Grape Popsicle Day? I assume there is one.
I would think there would have to be. Probably Orange Popsicle Day. Probably. I wonder if they do like a Lime Popsicle Day.
Lemon Popsicle Day. I don't know.
I don't know the answer.
You'll have to do the research there. Find out when those days are.
All of that.
All right. Water news. You're thinking, what? Water news. I have never been to Falling Water. Have you ever gone to Falling Water? That's the Frank Lloyd Wright House down toward Pittsburgh.
You know, I don't think I have, actually.
Well, you would remember. I mean, it's a very distinctive
house. We were supposed to go when you're a buddy of mine and me, and we never made it. So, not in my memorable life.
Okay.
Well, perhaps as a very young.
Now, this is down in Fayette County, which, again, down Pittsburgh way. And I definitely want to see this house. I want to visit this house sometime. Again, Falling Water means it's a house essentially built over a small waterfall. And it's very distinctive, very unique, and so on. It's an historic place, historic listing place, or whatever that is. Falling Water has a problem. Falling Water is leaking. And it has nothing to do with the waterfall. This goes back to the 1930s. Frank Lloyd Wright, very famous American architect of the time. A number of places across the country have Frank Lloyd Wright houses, and they're historic and all this sort of thing. Apparently at Falling Water, they're having a problem again with leaks. And according to this story, this is a Washington Post story, this building has been leaking since the time it was built, which was like 90 years ago. It's had trouble with leaks. And apparently, according to the story, a lot of Frank Lloyd Wright's houses have leakage problems. Oops. I've got a quote here. It says, in the Wright community, we describe our houses by how many buckets it requires to capture all the leaks.
Oh, boy.
They want to get down to zero buckets. So if you've seen Falling Water, it has a lot of flat roofs. And if you know buildings with flat roofs, that's eventually going to be a problem. And apparently it's been a problem with this one forever. They're spending $7 million to try to fix all the leaks with Falling Water. Whew! Now, the good news is apparently they have the $7 million, so good for them.
Uh-huh.
But they've started doing this, I think, a couple of years ago. They have to replace and restore roofs, do the flashing, do the window and door frames, do the exterior walls, because apparently these leaks are coming in from all directions. Okay, I want to go see Falling Water. Please fix the house. All right, that would be very important. Then finally, we have this. Now,
what was the neat thing about that, though? They are offering tours. You can see the preservation project as they do this. So they're offering tours to so that you can learn and see, which I mean is smart and would be interesting. But it's like, yeah, we're not just going to shut this down and work on it. So yeah, come on and see the work. Let us tell you about it. And I don't know what the charge is, but hey. Throw a few bucks toward our preservation
and
project.
The scaffolding is up around the building.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, they're working on it like right now.
Yeah.
So anyway. And then finally, there's this. Now, when I saw this, I thought, this can't be true. This cannot be true. All right. A gentleman named Vitomir Maretic. I think I pronounced that right. He's from Croatia. Mr. Maretic is a free diver. All right. So he dives underwater. Recently, he set a brand new Guinness World Record. How long can you hold your breath underwater? Now, for me, it ain't very long. It's just, it would be like seconds or something. Just terrible thing. I don't know. What's the longest you've ever held your breath underwater?
I have gone, not recently, mind you,
okay,
but I have gone well over a minute.
Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, how does he do it?
Wow, okay.
Yeah, probably about a minute and a half, roughly.
Really?
In my best days,
is
yes.
That right? Okay. Well, Mr. Maretic, now he's a diver, like I would say a professional diver. I'm not sure if he's professional.
So he probably is like over 2 minutes.
Back in mid-June, he did this. He dives underwater. He held his breath. Folks, this is legit. 29 minutes and 3 seconds.
No way.
29 minutes and 3 seconds. The old record was about 24 minutes.
Wow.
Now, that is unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, round off, that's a half an hour. He stayed a half an hour underwater without taking a breath.
This would be the equivalent of, like, imagine somebody eating 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
What?
Like, it's impossible.
Well, that has happened.
Huh? What?
Where's Joey Chestnut when we need him? How did this guy do this? Well, he didn't just jump in the pool. Okay. It says, I've got a story here. He supercharged his body by breathing pure oxygen for 10 straight minutes.
Oh, well, he cheated. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I could have done that.
So for 10 minutes, he's breathing nothing but pure oxygen. Now, first off, the guy's in outstanding shape. That helps, too. All right. So pure oxygen for 10 minutes. Now, you're like, well, who cares? That means in your bloodstream, you have all that extra oxygen to kind of, you know, give you a boost where normally you would not have that. So he overloaded, if you will, on oxygen. And then apparently he started the dive. It says he started the dive with 5 times more oxygen circulating in his body than would be normal. Now, there was that. And then, again, he's in great shape. He's used to diving. He knows what to do. 29 minutes to hold his breath. That is, whoa. Now,
that's bonkers.
Now, they're okay, you say he cheated, all right?
Yeah,
cheater. The unaided record, in other words, not sucking down pure oxygen. I don't know, it must be that part of the world. That guy was from Croatia. Here's a fellow from Serbia, Branko Petrovic. About 10 years ago, the unaided record, I mean, this is crazy, 11 minutes, 24 seconds. That's insane. So, in other words, down you go for about 11 and a half minutes. Whoa. Okay. These guys are way better than me. So, next time you go swimming, don't try to do this at home. And don't go sucking down pure oxygen probably for 10 straight minutes. I'm thinking somehow that's probably not necessarily a good thing. Just a thought. All right, let's take a break here. We're going to come back. Sports. Oh, lots of sports. Are you kidding? A lot of high school season starting to get rolling and so on. There's that Penn State crew. They're kind of busy. We have an open line program today. I promised yesterday thoughts on Cracker Barrel. Yes, I'm going to share them. All right. Yay or nay, you can make up your mind. Take your calls. Lots of discuss. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we will come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like cover lifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer. Plus, 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Game week for the Penn State football team. Head coach James Franklin meeting with media folk yesterday ahead of the season opener Saturday in a 3:30 kickoff at Beaver Stadium. Expectations fairly high for the Nittany Lions in the upcoming season. And James Franklin says, well, when he met yesterday, said the decision on the quarterback number two has been made, but they had not had a chance to talk to Ethan Grunkmeyer yet, or Jackson Smolak yet, and so they were doing so yesterday, and one of them will be the first off the bench.
I was going to say, you want to take
behind Drew Aller.
Take a guess?
My guess is Grunkmeyer, but okay. That's a guess. Also, Antoine Belgrave Shorter has been named as the second starting safety, joining Zaki Wheatley, although all three at that spot, that second safety spot, will get plenty of work. Certainly at least throughout the first three games. DeJuan Lane and King Mack were expected to be battling it out for that starting job, but Antoine Belgrave Shorter, the redshirt freshman, again, was named as the starter by head coach James Franklin yesterday. The Nittany Lions, again, opening the season against Nevada on Saturday in the 3:30 kickoff. Franklin did say there are two true freshmen who do have the green light, meaning that the plan right now is to not redshirt them, and that's pretty definitive, although he then later did say, you know, nothing is set in stone. But they are planning to green light, meaning not use the redshirt option for cornerback Darius Dixon or defensive end Chaz Coleman. It is very likely that those will not be the only two true freshmen that do not use a redshirt season this year, but those two were named specifically by Franklin yesterday as, yeah, we're not planning to redshirt these guys. Again, fun gets underway 3:30 Saturday at Beaver Stadium. Can hardly wait. Meanwhile, the second-ranked Penn State women's volleyball team, man, what a match. Yesterday, Penn State had to rally to pull out a five-set victory over 14th-ranked Kansas. Penn State took the first set, 25-22, but then Kansas won the second set, 26-24, and then kind of cruised to the third set victory, 25-16. The Nittany Lions then outlasted Kansas 30-28 in an epic fourth set, and then Penn State won the fifth and decisive set, 15-12, to take the victory. The Nittany Lions' Caroline Juravicius was named the MVP of the match. She hit 393. With 14 kills, Maggie Mendelson added 13 kills on .650 hitting percentage. Kennedy Martin led the team with 18 kills, 5 digs, and 3 blocks. And Emmy Selman also had 16 kills in the match. Izzy Stark, her usual steady self, 53 assists and 16 digs in the win. Penn State winning both matches in the season opening AVCA First Serve Showcase. And the Nittany Lions will now head to Pittsburgh for the State Farm Volleyball Showcase, which will get underway on Sunday at PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh. Penn State will face Arizona State in the first match on Sunday and then TCU in the second match on Monday. That was a fun match yesterday, though, for the Nittany Lions.
Scary.
Little come-from-behind action. Penn State men's basketball now has its schedule, non-conference schedule, set for the upcoming season. Penn State will open up at home against Fairfield on November 3rd. We'll be at New Haven on November 8th, home with Navy on November 11th, taking on LaSalle and Philly on November 15th, Harvard at the BJC on November 19th, at Providence, facing Providence in Connecticut on November 22nd, Boston University, Sacred Heart, and Campbell at the Bryce Jordan Center on November 25th, 26th, and December 2nd, respectively. And then Penn State will play Pitt at Hershey on December 22nd. Looking forward to the upcoming basketball season as well. Meanwhile, former Penn State basketball guard Nick Kern Jr. has signed an overseas contract with the Sheffield Sharks. That announcement made last week. The Sheffield Sharks are a part of the Super League basketball. Kern spent 2 years at Penn State after transferring from Virginia Commonwealth. Following Mike Rhodes to Happy Valley, the St. Louis, Missouri native averaged 10.1 points and 4.5 rebounds per game during his time with the Nittany Lions. Also, the State College Spikes getting a big win last night, pulling away late. This was a 1-1 game going into the seventh. Your final, the Spikes 10.
Whoa.
The Keys 1.
Whoa.
Connor Higgs belted his third home run of the season to help spark the victory for State College. Two teams will play the rubber game of that series today at Medler Field at Lebrona Park, 6:35 start this evening. It'll be Luke House off to a 4-1 start in the MLB Draft League, getting the start for State College. Just one more home game in the regular season on Thursday for State College. That'll be Guy Gadowski bobblehead night, by the way. Want to check that out.
Wonderful.
The coach of the 2026 national champions will be on hand at the park. And you can also get your tickets now for the MLB Draft League Championship game, which is coming up a week from Thursday at Medler Field at Lebrono Park. Well, the Pirates let one get away last night. Johan Oviedo got the start. It was a good start. He was held to a pitch count of 60 pitches in just his third start after that right lateral strain derailed the first half of his season. Oviedo made a very good, four efficient inning start, but it had a 4-1 lead, and then things kind of unraveled for the Pirates. They end up losing 7-6 to the Cardinals last night. And did we mention they're not going to lose 100 games?
You mentioned that.
I mean, we got that going for us, which is nice, I guess, in a way. Something to hang on to. Anyway, Pirates will be at the Cardinals again tonight. It'll be game two of a four-game series. 7:45 first pitch, and you never know. There's an outside chance we'll actually air the game when we're supposed to at 7:20.
Cool.
Or at any time thereafter. You just never know with us.
It's coming.
Very frustrating, and we apologize. Philadelphia Phillies. Ooh. Not a good night. Christopher Sanchez had a rough outing, and the New York Mets cruised to a 13-3 win over the Phillies. Phillies have now lost 9 of their last 10 games at New York, and the lead is down to 6 games. Still a comfortable lead, just saying, for the Phillies. But yeah, the Mets at home have been tough on the Phillies. Two teams will resume that series. The second of the three-game set is on tap tonight. Today is when the NFL rosters have to be down to 53 players. It is going to be interesting to see. Pittsburgh Steelers have, I mean, all teams have a lot of decisions to make. Steelers have got to figure out their quarterback situation. Read a couple of different stories yesterday that they are not ruling out keeping four quarterbacks right now on the roster till they can get this sorted out. Skylar Thompson, I mean, the good news is he's made this difficult because of how well he played in the preseason. Will Howard, of course, was the draft pick from Ohio State. We just didn't get a chance to see him in preseason games because of the broken hand that he suffered on a snap. So it's like, oh, you don't want to not see what you have here with Will Howard, but it's hard to say, yeah, we're going to release Skylar Thompson after what he showed here in the preseason. Mason Rudolph, meanwhile, is the backup to Aaron Rodgers. And I think there's a better than even chance that the Steelers will need a third quarterback at some point this season. Again, Aaron Rodgers is, my understanding, not a spring chicken.
No.
He's like a full-grown man. He's not even a chicken at all, actually. He's just a human being.
He's a fall chicken.
Yeah. So, you know, there's concerns there right off the bat. I don't know. It'll be interesting. 4 o'clock this afternoon is when we will have the rosters pared down for the Steelers, the Eagles, and all of the NFL teams. Of course, the season will get underway not this coming week, but a week from Thursday is when the Philadelphia Eagles will host the Dallas Cowboys in the opening game of the NFL season. A week from Sunday is when the Pittsburgh Steelers will take on the New York Jets in their season opener. Need to get that one. I mean, need to get that one.
Yes.
Get off on the right foot. Yeah, I'm curious to see what the Steelers do, especially a quarterback with few of their roster decisions here later today. That is a check of what we like to call sports.
Yeah, today is cut down day. Actually, cut down time is 4 p.m. Eastern.
That is correct.
So you got to get done by 4 p.m. or what happens? Something happens or some such thing. I don't know. Teams have been cutting already for over last, you know, several days. Ben Sauls for the Steelers had 4 field goals in that game the other night. He got cut. Because when you have Chris Boswell, it's like,
yeah,
okay. Now, the good news for him, I'm thinking it's not going to take him very long to latch up with somebody else. All right. So, again, he was, four for four.
Yeah.
Had a great night, and then... Thank you. Kenny Pickett got traded from the Browns to the Raiders yesterday. Because the Raiders, I guess, need a backup quarterback. And the Browns.
Well, there's that.
And they've got their quarterback drama. I'm thinking, Kenny's thinking, you know what, this is a good move. I'm cool with this move because I think I want to... Yeah, I just want to get out all this Shador Sanders, you know, drama and all this other stuff. It's like, can I go somewhere I can play? So good for Pickett, all right? He's going to be a backup for the Raiders, but I think he's going to play. And then yesterday, I mean, I had a busy day. I finally sit down last evening, you know, turn on the TV, and there's Penn State Kansas volleyball. I'm like, oh, that's right. And so I punch on that. Whew. But I started watching toward the end of the fourth set.
Oh, man.
And I'm watching this. I'm like, holy crap. Like, really? I mean, I just watched Kansas the other night because they were in this, it's not a tournament. It's like an opener.
Yeah.
Kansas was playing Vanderbilt. And Kansas was trailing Vanderbilt 2-1, and then they won the last 2 sets to win. Kansas is ranked. Vanderbilt is not. And so I turned this on. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And Kansas had a match point. And, of course, the TV cameras are there, and all the Kansas players are, like, on the edge of the court. They're getting ready to jump up and down and so on. I'm thinking, oh, man, this would be a significant upset. They lost. But I'm sitting there and we had Coach Katie on our show. When was that? March or sometime. And I told her, I said, I don't know what it is about your sport, but when I watch you guys or you girls, I'm like twisting around like a pretzel. Like, oh my God. That sort of, and I was doing it again last night. Like, oh, ah, you know, when somebody does a dig like 6 inches off the floor. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, and then all that sort of stuff. And the challenges, did it hit her finger? You know, some of the challenges last night. Somehow the Nittany Lions found a way to pull it out. This is a good team. they find ways to win. Now, they're not supposed to go five sets with, you know, Kansas and stuff, but it's the beginning of the season. You know, they're still finding their way. They have new players and some stuff like that. I mean, it was exciting to watch, but man, that was gut-wrenching last night. They go, oh, and then at one point I'm like, Scott, it's the second match of the season. Okay, lighten up, would you? But I'm like, and they pulled it off. So ring the bell for the Nittany Lions. They are there. We'll see how it goes. This is a long way to go. But I thought they were dead to rights. I thought Kansas had them last night.
Nope.
And they got up.
Not with this team's resilience.
Yeah, really.
I mean, we saw it obviously last year in the semifinal. But that was a... We'll put that down as a quality win in the early season.
Yeah, exactly. Really?
Nittany Lions. By the way, Kenny Pickett now, four teams in four seasons. Just saying. That's not usually your recipe for... No, I think he's going to last a long time in the NFL. I think he has. But...
Yeah,
that's usually not what you see from a franchise quarterback in the making. Is
Steelers,
four teams,
Eagles,
in 4 years.
Browns, now the
and
Raiders.
Now the Raiders.
Yeah, you're onto something there.
Yeah, he's going to make a fine living. I think he's a good quarterback. I just don't think he's starting quarterback.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
In the NFL. Yep.
How many teams did he play for? I mean, a lot, more than four. I mean, it's a long list. And yet I think he's recognized as a successful quarterback because he played well pretty much everywhere he went.
Yeah.
And so is Pickett the next Ryan Fitzpatrick? Just kind of boink, 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 boink. We'll see what happens. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have open line time. Oh, we have interesting things to talk about, local, national, and otherwise. So stay tuned, and we'll take your calls. Get ready for that. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Hey, honey, what you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe, I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure, happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair.
Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
So did the little guy sleep last night? How'd he do? How'd you do?
It was weird. We had a weird weird day and night. The Mad Turtle and his mom went on a bike ride. It was something they had to get done for his scouting in the upcoming year, and so they wanted to do something ahead of the school year and kind of penciled that in. Went for a great bike ride. Part of the thinking was, well, this will tire the kiddo out, and this will help ensure a good night's sleep. We also told him that let's pick something you want to do, and we'll do that on the evening or in the evening, and then try to get home at a good time and get a good night's sleep. So he wanted to go bowling. Well, unbeknownst to us, they're making some renovations at Northland Bowl, and I think they were closed. I think it was yesterday through Thursday, maybe through Wednesday, maybe it is. Anyways, they're closed for 3 or 4 days so that they can make the upgrades and improvements, but we didn't know that. So we get there, we're a little bummed. It's like, well, pick a place, that you want to go to dinner. He loves Olive Garden, so not surprisingly, we ended up at Olive Garden. So we get home, and it's like, all right, we're gonna get a couple of things done. You can watch a little TV or play a video game for about a half hour, and then we're calling it a night. Well, he gets wound up. He tends to, when he gets tired is when his body says, hey, let's go. Let's get revved up. And it's like, oh no. So our mind is going a mile a minute. Our body is going all over the place. It's like, all right, let's just settle down. We got a big day tomorrow. I will say, I think once he got to sleep, we actually slept in. He is usually up before 6 and raring to go. It was about closer to 6:30 this morning that that he came down. He got his breakfast, so I think he was in a good frame of mind. I think he got a good amount of rest once he got himself settled down. A little later than we were anticipating, but I think it was a pretty solid night's sleep. But we had on the schedule, it says our bus typically has been for the last, I think every year, last 4 years that he's had school, it's been like a 7:40-ish, somewhere between 7:40 and 7:45. Well, this year on the schedule, it's like 7:32. Man, okay, well, I mean, it's going to be an adjustment, but all right, we'll get out there a little early. Well, we get out there at 7:30, ready to go, 7:35, 7:40. It's about 7:45. I'm like, well, this is the time we normally have it. So we don't know. We're kind of curious to see. We'll see what the rest of the week brings. But I'm starting to suspect we're going to be at our normal 7:40, 7:42-ish time. But, you know, opening day, we'll see how everything goes. But we were in a pretty good mood. We had our Little League hat on that we got a week ago down in South Williamsport. So I think that was we were ready. We were all right, excited about the day, which was good news.
All right. Now, if you're a parent, and I assume we have plenty of parents, you know, listening of little kids or well, up to high school age, really, keep in mind the first day of school is exciting. It's full of energy. For school personnel, it's very stressful because you have new people at every school, new teachers, new, I don't know, lunch ladies, new, all sorts of people, all right? There's definitely new people. And, of course, they have to kind of learn their way and you know, figure things out and don't get lost and all that sort of thing. Same as the kids, all right? You know, if your kid's bus was late, don't pick up the phone and call the school and you're all fired up and angry. No, don't do that. They're already under enough stress because they want the first day of school to go well. And invariably, something's not going to go right. All right. A bus is late. A bus breaks down. A bus won't start. You know, for folks that use school vans for, you know, particular groups or areas or whatever, same deal. All right. I don't know. The stove in the kitchen breaks. Well, who predicted that? Like, wait a minute. So invariably, things are not going to go according to plan today. And if you're a parent and your kid's bus showed up late or you were unhappy about something else, just grabbing the phone and screaming at somebody at the other end does no good. Zero. All right?
Just take it in stride.
Just take it in stride. Yep. It's the first day. Now, if things keep happening for like a week or more, okay, you got a problem and you should let somebody know. All right? I get it. Although, again, screaming into the phone will not do you any good if you talk calmly.
Reserve that for telemarketers.
Yes. Okay, I might agree with you on that one. Speak calmly, all right? But, again, give it a few days. Give it a few days, and if whatever this issue is, if it continues, yes, boom, report it. Hey, we got a problem here. Something's up. I don't like this, or blah, 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 okay? But here today, tomorrow, again, things are just going to happen, and we seem to be living in an age where people just boom, like explode at a moment's notice. Boom, volcanoes going up all over the place, and all you're doing is jacking up the stress level of the person at the other end. Why would you do that? That's not going to solve your problem and issue. Don't do that. Just cool down. I've seen this, or I've heard from some of my teacher friends that, yeah, you want to know what happened to me or what happened at school today? And then they detail it. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay, it's just this didn't have to happen. All right? It's the first day of school. It's the first week of school. Let's get into a rhythm and so on. Sounds like, I don't know, a typo on the bus schedule, maybe? Is that a possibility, or are they just
not sure?
They just got it wrong, or
we don't know.
Okay,
we're gonna just kind of see what the rest of the week brings. It seemed, again, they have changed some of the bus routes around. They did note. So I don't know for sure if there is a change to our bus route. I suspect that the one that our kiddo is on is. I'm not really sure where you could add. So my suspicion is that, yes, we're going to – either it was, yeah, just a typo and it should have been 742 instead of 732, or that they, like, man, we want to get everybody there early, but everybody, you know, the driver or whatever is like, well, this has always worked. We're just going to stick with it. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be ready to go at 7:30. My strong suspicion is we'll be where we've been every other year, which works out fine.
Okay.
It's about
all
seven. Right. It tends to be anywhere between 7:40 and 7:45, and it always throws us for a little loop when it's 7:40, because we kind of get into the habit of, all right, we'll walk out the door at 7:40, and then, again, there's always a day or two where it's like, yeah, we're a little early, a little late, whatever. But we were – my guess is that's what we're going to settle on.
All right, there you go. Keep in mind, two quick things. Bus schedules change every year. I mean, the person that has to deal with that, that's like juggling eight balls in the air at the same time. Which I can't even juggle two balls in the air at the same time. You got all these buses going in all these different directions with all these pickup times.
Yeah.
And then year to year, things change, all right? In a certain area, well, we don't have kids to pick up there anymore. Well, now we have to shift it over here. And you get a map out, and you have to do all that. It's crazy. I mean, even if you have computers and whatever helping you, it's still crazy. And you put the schedule together, and on day one, like today, it's like, okay, let's see how this goes, and you kind of roll it out, knowing full well there's going to be bumps in the road, pardon the pun, bumps in the road here, there, and everywhere. All right, just keep that. Now, if you're a parent, again, and I have hit this too many times, most parents or a lot of parents will be with their kid at their bus stop, you know, or their driveway or whatever, and so on. And I've hit this so many times. I'm in a car. I'm in my car. I'm behind the bus. The bus makes a bus stop. Okay. All right. The doors open. The little kitty gets on the bus. And then mom, and it's usually, no offense, a lady.
Oh, boy.
Mom starts, you know, blabbing, if you will, with the bus driver. Meanwhile, there's a parade of cars starting to line up behind the bus.
Oh, boy.
It's like, mom, this is not the appropriate time, okay? The rest of us are trying to go to work or something like that so that you can blah, 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 blah with the bus driver. Now, you want to be nice to the bus driver. By the way, treat the bus drivers very, very well.
Yes.
Not a high-paying job. There's, a shortage of bus drivers again. I mean, you've seen the signs around the neighborhood. They're in every school district.
Yeah, we were very happy to see our same driver.
Same
We've
driver,
had him
good.
At, yep,
there
each
we go.
Of the last, this will be the fifth year that Reggie has had
the
same driver. Yep.
I would say that's a luxury.
I completely agree.
So good for you. But, again, if you've got, you know, some issue with the buses or something you need to ask, the bus driver is almost definitely not the right person to be asking. You need to talk to somebody at, like, the administration office or something. So when you're there gabbing, you know, hey, did you go to the Grange Fair? Oh, boy, what did you think of that one show? No, that bus stop is not the appropriate time to be doing that. All right. Meanwhile, the rest of us, the parade behind the bus, are like, don't do that. I've hit that so many times over the years. Like, oh, for God's sakes, can you talk to him like on the phone, like tonight or something?
Oh, boy.
Anyway, all right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. Yes, I'm going to talk about Cracker Barrel because the whole country is still talking about this. Are we looking at another Bud Light moment? Oh, boy. Hold that thought, and if you have some thoughts, we'd love to hear them. We'll mention the phone number in a bit. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox on just a gorgeous first day of school. Wow, it's beautiful. We'll come right back.
98.7 The Fox. It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like cover lifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at the website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. And make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
WFXX, Huntington. Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox. It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and you. Your phone calls are welcome at 814-954-7266 if you wish to join the conversation this morning.
Lots of things to talk about. Oh, joy. All right, Cracker Barrel. I was actually going to tackle this one yesterday, but then we got onto some other subjects and we ran out of time. And I'm actually kind of glad. All right, I'm glad that we'll try this morning because the company Cracker Barrel came out with a statement yesterday, and I just read this. I just started laughing. Like, okay, yeah, right. Again, if you're a longtime listener, your friend Scott here. I consider myself a marketing geek. All right. In other words, I like to see, you know, various companies and businesses when they do certain promotions or publicity. And the idea with marketing is simply, number one, to get people's attention. And then number two, try to convince them to do what you'd like them to do. Buy a product, buy a service, that sort of thing. All right. That's the whole purpose of marketing. Just two steps. Number one, the most important one, get people's attention. And in this day and age, that's really hard because we got messages coming at us from all directions, right? If it's radio, television, email, now it's texting. You know, if you get messages from various, like, companies and offices and who knows what, now you're getting via texting, instant messaging, all this sort of stuff. There are so many different ways that we get our messaging now. And if you're like me, all right, we're pretty much all the same. You get buried by this stuff. Like, ugh, what is that? And so I've got emails I never even open. Are you the same? You're probably the same, right? There are emails you never even open. Maybe you give it a quick glance. Subject line doesn't interest me. Okay, move on. That sort of stuff happens to all of us. So marketing is about getting people's attention. Well, Cracker Barrel definitely got people's attention, if somehow you're not familiar with this story. Now, we have one of these restaurants in State College. I'll be honest, I have not been there in a very long time, but I'm going to make it a point sometime in the next 1 or 2 weeks, I'm going to stop over. I don't know, have lunch, have dinner, do something. All right, I'm going to stop in. I want to look around like, okay, is this the same? Is it different? You know, yada, yada. Has the logo changed yet? La, la, la. Maybe if I'm bold enough, I'll strike up a conversation with an employee or something like, what do you think about all this and all this sort of thing? Again, this whole deal, Cracker Barrel's kind of a country, homey feel type restaurant, you know, like country cooking and all that sort of thing. Okay. But their management recently decided, well, we need to shake things up. All right, there's danger point number one. We need to shake things up. And so they have redone the Cracker Barrel logo. And apparently they've at least, I guess, started to, I guess, refurbish some of the restaurants. In other words, change the look. If you've ever been in a Cracker Barrel, and I like it, it's kind of quaint. You might call it hokey. All right, there's nothing wrong with hokey. They got stuff all over the walls, like axes and pictures and so on. On the tables, they have their famous or infamous little peg game with golf tees. Actually, have a golf tee right here. All right, there's a golf tee, and you know move the pegs around, and you win or lose or all that sort of stuff. All right, and of course, then there's the cooking. All right, there's that. Well, they've changed the logo, and they're going to change the way the restaurants look, and some people are outraged. And I would call it a significant, I don't have a number, a significant number of people are not happy about these changes. And is this turning into a Bud Light moment? Okay, now I remember Bud Light, a couple years ago, as I described it, they had the young, hip, cool marketing so-called expert who thought they were probably sharp as anything. I know a young person did this. And they came up with this idea. Well, Bud Light wanted to improve their sales with young people. So people especially like in their 20s. So what do we do? How do we make Bud Light more interesting for young people? And some young, hip, cool so-called marketing expert came up with the idea, well, let's have a trans influencer hawk our beer. And that's when Dylan Mulvaney shows up, who is a transgender person, and there's pictures and so on of Dylan enjoying a Bud Light, and people just exploded over this. And to this day, Bud Light sales, Bud Light used to be the number one beer, and now they're, I don't know where they are, they're way down the list. And the message there is, it doesn't take much to get people's attention, in this case, in a negative way, and they just decide, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not going to get Bud Light. I'm going to get some other light or this other beer or something like that. I'm not buying Bud Light anymore. And then, amazingly, in this particular case, that's stuck. That message has stuck to this day. And Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, whatever the name of the owning company is, they've been paying the price ever since because some young, hip, cool, alleged marketing expert didn't understand who the Bud Light audience was. The idea is, well, we got to get younger drinkers. Oh, let's do this. And it was just an unmitigated failure. Is Cracker Barrel going down that same road? Now, I mentioned, was it Friday? I mentioned Coca-Cola. For those old enough to remember the Coca-Cola debacle from about the mid-1980s, 40 years ago, Coke comes out and says, hey, we have a brand new flavor. You're going to love it. And they came out with the new Coke. Oh, it's going to be great. And people hated it. Remember that? If you're old enough to remember, people hated it. So much so, I mean, the blowback on Coke was gigantic. And they started panicking. Now, what they did is they did a relatively quick pivot, and they said, okay, we have two Cokes. So we have the new Coke, and we still have the classic Coke.
That's right.
Okay. And so this was CYA time, okay, if you know what that means. And now, for Coke's benefit, they were able to wriggle their way out of it with two Cokes. Now, at some point, the new Coke, I think, just sort of, whoop, disappeared. Now, I couldn't remember, because I haven't had a Coke in a while. So, over the weekend, I got a can of Coke, because I thought it said classic taste, or no, classic something on the side of the can. Actually, on the side of the Coke can, it says original taste. So, for 40 years now, Coke learned their lesson. And so the Coke cans, and I guess bottles and so on, they all say original taste. Now, if you're not old enough to remember 40 years ago, you're thinking, what does that mean? Original taste? What does that mean? Why is that on there? That's why. Okay. But Coke was able to wriggle their way out of it. What's Cracker Barrel going to do? Now, they come out with a statement yesterday. Now, folks, sometimes you can just read between the lines. Whenever I see a company come out with a statement like this, like, okay, number one, they're in panic mode right now, because Cracker Barrel is publicly traded, and last week their trade value went down $100 million. Last week alone, the company lost $100 million in stock value. That does not go over well in the boardroom. Okay? No, not good. And so they come out with a statement yesterday, and so my first thought was, okay.
Hold on. Don't rush along. I'm taking notes here. So not good to lose $100
million. No, not good.
Dollar. Got it. I'm just trying to keep up.
Absolutely not good.
Not good.
Okay.
Yep, I'm just keeping notes.
So I thought, okay, is Cracker Barrel going to stick to their guns? You know, again, some hip, cool marketing genius probably came up with this idea, again, like Bud Light. Or are they going to be able to wriggle their way out of this one? And so they come out with a statement yesterday, and I'm reading between the lines here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you needed to look too hard between the lines, but go ahead.
Well, I'm a firm believer in the simple fact that words mean something. The words you choose have a meaning behind just the word. Like, why did they use that word, or why did they use those words? You know, that sort of stuff, okay? So they come out with this statement yesterday. I'm going to read a line or two here, all right? So this is a quote. It says, if the last few days have shown us anything, it's how deeply people care about Cracker Barrel. We're truly grateful for your heartfelt voices. Mm-hmm. Now, at this point, I'm laughing out loud.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking,
oh, for goodness sakes, who wrote this? They're heartfelt voices. In other words, a lot of pissed off people that didn't like what you just did. Oh, we're so glad that you shared. I mean, I can actually see the spokesman. Oh, we're so glad that you spoke up. No, they're not. That's crap. Again, quote, you've also shown us that we could have done a better job sharing who we are and who we'll always be.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, pal, you could have done a much better job. Okay? Holy smokes. You royally messed up. I could use other language, but this is a family show. You royally messed up. Now, according to one story, it says the company said what has not and, quote, will never change are the values Cracker Barrel was built on. Okay. The values of, and this is a quote, hard work, family, and scratch-cooked food made with care. Thinking, oh, for goodness sakes. Okay. Nowhere in the statement does it say, you know what, that new logo, forget about it. We're going to stick with what we had. You know what, the design of the restaurants and so on, we've changed our minds. We're going to stick with what we have. That's not in the statement. So, in other words, the Cracker Barrel management is sticking to their guns, and the hip, cool, young, probably marketing person, they're going to continue down this road. Which is very interesting. All right.
We appreciate hearing from you, the customer. We just don't care what you, the customer, have to say, is what they're telling you. The customer is always right, except when it comes to Cracker Barrel, in which case management is always right. Are you?
Well, yeah. Now, I tell you what, there's a guy online. I would love to have this guy on the show. He's from Texas. His name is Ted Joya. Now, Ted is just, writes a lot of op-ed pieces. He has his own online newsletter. This guy's really smart. And again, I'd love to meet this guy and talk to this guy. Online, he goes by the name The Honest Broker. I love that title, The Honest Broker, because he speaks honestly, like, and he's got a real eye on culture, music, and some other things. And so he wrote a piece, you know, over the weekend.
He's different from our online presence, which is we're broke, honestly. Honest broker, yes. Versus broke.
He's the
honestly.
Honest broker.
Yeah.
We're the opposite.
Just a little different.
Yeah, we're the opposite.
Similar, but different.
Glad you pointed that out. Yeah, thank you very much. So he wrote this piece, and I copied part of it because I'm thinking, once again, I think he nails it. This is incredible. He's really smart. All right, now I'm reading. This is from his recent post. This is Ted Joya, G-I-O-I-A. I mean, look this guy up. He's really smart. Now, if you get his newsletter, obviously he has a paid version. He wants to make money. Okay, fine. But he's really, he's got his thumb on the pulse, that old line. And so he writes this. He writes, I've diagnosed several problems in our culture in recent articles, and they all come together in this controversy, Cracker Barrel. And then he lists them. Now, see if you agree with this. All right. The first point, he says, our culture is too corporatized. In other words, corporate everything. All right. Now, think about it. All those things that are national or even just regional. All right. There is a lot of corporate speak and you know, similarity and so on. All right. No offense. You know, Walmart. There's like Walmarts everywhere and all the Walmarts look the same. Now, you might think, well, that's a really good thing because I walk into Walmart, I know where I'm supposed to go. Okay, great. But it's like same, 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 as opposed to more difference. Okay, corporatized. Next thing, he says, we're losing the ability to distinguish fake and real. Oh, I'm going to ring the bell on that one. Yes, I think that's true. I agree with that 100%. Next one. We're more focused on the old than the new, but without any real historical perspective. And he's right. It's very simple to say, well, that's what we've always done. You know, oh, we've had that for 100 years. But there's no real idea, okay, where did this come from? Why are we doing this? It's just, yes, that's what we've always done. Okay, whatever. And then the last thing he says, we suffer from pervasive stagnation, relying on stale formulas, many of them sham or shallow. Oh, I'm ringing the bell, Bud Light. All right. You've got some crazy formula. Well, if you're going to get young people, well, they're all into transgender stuff. No, no. And that has been proven. That's not true. But you come up with these goofy formulas. Oh, this is going to work. And you throw it out there. And when it bombs, you're like, ooh. And so then Ted says, add all those up and you get Cracker Barrel. Yes. He points out the biggest shareholder in Cracker Barrel, that country time restaurant, biggest shareholder is BlackRock. BlackRock is like this super-duper giant national, international investment firm. Now, what do you think they're interested in? Making money. That's it. Boom. The country stuff is shtick to them. They don't care about that. What's going to make us money? That's it. He writes, do you think it was Dolly Parton or Willie Nelson? I don't think Dolly Parton or Willie Nelson have anything to do with Cracker Barrel.
Don't think so.
No, I don't think so. And so he writes this. This guy's really smart. He says, if you want to preserve traditional country values, you must support family and small indie businesses. They are the foundation of traditional society. Without them, the country lifestyle is a lie. And again, I'm ringing the bell. Yes, I agree with that 152%. Okay. And then he writes, after all, a good meal doesn't even need a logo. Good meal has nothing to do with a logo. So probably two things for Cracker Barrel right now. Number one is know your audience. Now, that was Bud Light's big mistake. They didn't know their audience. Know your audience. Number one. And then number two, if we're talking about a restaurant, what's the quality of the food? Now, again, I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in ages. I want to go in the next 1 to 2 weeks when I can find the time. I'm in that part of town and so on. What's the quality of the food? Now, for any restaurant out there, from mom-and-pop pizza shop to, you know, big national chain, what's the quality of the food? I don't know. Maybe the quality of food for Cracker Barrel has gone down in recent times. I don't know. I haven't been there. So we're going to take a break in a moment, and we've got some other topics here. If you want to chime in, and again, we're not trying to pile on necessarily. By the way, here's one thing. If you go to the State College restaurant, the one obviously closest to us, don't go pile on those people. That's like the earlier discussion about school buses. If you got a school bus, problem or complaint, piling on the bus driver is not going to do you any good. They're not in charge. So the people at the local restaurant, they're not in charge. All these decisions are being made way above them. They just have to deal with them. So if you go over there, oh, I hate your new logo. They got nothing to do with it. All right? Zero. But if you have a thought on this, again, the marketing, is Cracker Barrel going to go down the Bud Light road? I hope not. But after that statement that they cut loose yesterday, not good. Not good. All right, we'll take a break. What do you think? All right, get ready. We'll jump on the phone. Let's take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Dang, I'm hungry now. I'm talking about cooking. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back right after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Hey, make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.com?
info. When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, the phone line is open at 814-954-7266. Penn State class is underway. Most high school classes, elementary classes, middle school classes underway. And it's football season. Week two of the high school schedule on tap Friday night. Week one of the Nittany Lions coming up on Saturday. Folks, if you have something that is going on locally that you would like to share, we love hearing about upcoming events. And you can share with the audience at 814-954-7266. For example, State College Food Bank is going to be having a great big fight to end hunger. It'll be a benefit concert, and this will be coming up at the State Theater in downtown State College, not this coming Monday, a week from Monday, Monday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. It'll be an evening where we have a powerful combination of music, connection, and community impact, and it'll bring together supporters and neighbors to help fight hunger right here in Center County. All of the proceeds from the concert will directly support the State College Food Bank's mission of providing food security to individuals and families in need. And that's going to be a pretty special concert. Great Big World will be performing. They are a Grammy Award winning band, and some of their hits include Say Something and Hold Each Other. Again, a great evening of entertainment for an absolutely fantastic cause. This will be on Monday, September 8th, 7:30 p.m. at the State Theater. And, yeah, I'm honored to be helping out with that particular event. We'll be emceeing things that evening. Also, just one other note, not an easy day for our family, but we are remembering very fondly my sister. It was 10 years ago today my sister took her last breath with family surrounded. I just helped out with another wonderful family, and had a ceremony for their father on Sunday, and it's always just always tough to say goodbye to a loved one, and that impact obviously remains with you the rest of your life, especially so when it's somebody that is on the younger side of the equation. And yeah, a happy heavenly day to my sister again. 10 years ago today that we lost her after a very long and I would argue actually a very successful battle against breast cancer. She got involved with an experimental treatment that probably added about 6 years to her life. And I'd say about 5.5 of that were pretty quality life that she got to lead, and allowed her to see her boys at least grow up to a greater extent than the initial diagnosis would have led us to believe. So just wanted to acknowledge that on air, and we'll be commemorating her passing as a family later today. Again, phone line is open. If there's anything coming up that you want to share with the audience, we are all ears as we are heading into a busy time of the year. Obviously, football kind of takes over the county here. Lots of folks coming in. We'll have lots of programming on these airwaves, getting you ready for the Nittany Lions and Nevada on Saturday. Of course, all of the other fall sports are underway here as well at both the high school level and for Penn State. And it is an exciting time of the year. You can feel the energy building and the anticipation growing. And I do think they're going to live up to the lofty expectations. But part of the fun is, all right, let's see what actually happens now. It all starts again Saturday at 3:30 with the kickoff. Tailgating will get underway at 8 a.m. and for some folks, probably even before that.
All right. Yeah, we got a lot of things. Oh, when I say eight, we're juggling eight balls in the air at the same time. I mean, there's a lot of things happening here. 814-954-7266 if you'd like to chime in. Come on, if you got a Cracker Barrel thought, go ahead, call it in. All right. Yay, nay, whatever. Especially if you've, again, a lot of news coverage. If you like the new logo, you've seen pictures of the new restaurant design, which I saw one, and I'm sorry, a logo is a logo. All right, let's put that aside for a second. The redesign, the blurb I saw, I hated. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it just does not fit with what. And listen, I saw some, I guess there's been a little bit of a decline, and so it's not as though, like Bud Light was seemingly at the top of its game. As you said, it was the top
number one
consumed beer, in the United States. So that rebrand, if you will, really hit. Cracker Barrel, you can at least understand. All right, the numbers were like they were not on top of the restaurant world, and even within their slice of the world, it's like we need to do something to try to up our sales. So at least to me, there's like, all right, this makes some sense what you're trying to do, but what I think is always important, and I think we see this sometimes in the entertainment world and in the sports world, is you need to know, all right, this is our base audience. Yep, we want to build on that. We want to try to grow and build beyond it, but you don't want to lose your core audience. And this just feels like such a swing and a miss in terms of, it's like you're purposely smacking your core audience in the face. Hey, you get out of here. We're trying to go for these new folks. Okay, but you had a segment of society. Why not try to keep that segment? And then, hey, let's see if we can figure out a way to grow and expand and, you know, maybe reach out to some other folks. It just seems like what they wanted to do is say, we're going to get rid of this core group that we've always had, and we're just going to try to replace them and see if we can bring in this new... It just does not seem like a smart way to go about it, from the outside looking at it.
This whole thing makes me sneeze.
yeah, I can understand. You're allergic to bad marketing.
I am amazed. Folks, this is not hard, but I'm amazed how many professionals get this wrong. They don't know what brand is.
Yeah,
they have no idea what brand is. Now, a lot of people maybe don't really know what brand means. What is your personal brand? What is your company's brand? If you work at a business, what is their brand? Everything has a brand. And a brand is like the feel of something. So if I walk into a Cracker Barrel restaurant, picking on those poor folks, what is the feel that I want to give off from going to this particular business? And it's always been, you know, for Cracker Barrel, it's this country vibe, you know, kind of rural, I don't know, backwoods stuff hanging on the walls and all this sort of thing. That's the brand and the feel of something. And again, you get some young, hip, cool, probably marketing so-called expert that comes in. Whoa, we got to shake up things. Well, why? Okay, maybe your sales aren't going as great as they used to. All right, shake up things means what? Whoa, we got to change the logo. Stop. I mean, that's always the number one. Whoa, we got to change the logo. That somehow changing the logo is going to cause a lot of people to come walking in again. No. No. That's totally wrong. And then again, this at least this one picture there, I guess it was like a video clip that I saw of some refurbished Cracker Barrel restaurant somewhere. I can't remember where. I mean, they have in this refurbished restaurant, they have booths like 8 million other restaurants out there. All right, we're just going to put booths in there. Well, somehow that'll draw them in. And it looks sterile, and it looks rather boring. Yeah, they still have some things on the walls, but not nearly as many things as sort of a traditional Cracker Barrel restaurant.
Now, see what they should have done.
What should they have done?
So I think that the older gentleman sitting on the chair next to the barrel in the now old logo.
Uncle Herschel, by the way. Name, Uncle Herschel.
Uncle Herschel. What they should have done is you have Uncle Herschel there, and what you do is you put Sydney Sweeney in her blue jeans sitting on Uncle Herschel's lap.
Oh!
That's the only change you make to the... Now you have a happy Uncle Herschel, you're keeping your core audience, and now you're bringing in a new audience. You're keeping the old audience is going to be happy.
Oh, brilliant.
And the new audience is like, well, I got to check out Cracker Barrel. Oh, this looks like a good time.
Brilliant.
You leave the barrel. You leave Uncle Herschel. You just add a little Sydney Sweeney in jeans, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they should have done. And then you say, you know, old country store with some new vibes or something along those lines.
Wow. You're a marketing genius.
Keep the old core.
That's great.
Bring in the new. But don't get rid of the old core and just replace it with the
And in some corner of the country store, now you're selling American Eagle jeans.
That's exactly correct.
Cross promotion.
Opportunities abound.
All right, because
ladies and gentlemen,
country life and jeans, I mean, it's like hand in glove.
Absolutely
right?
There we are.
All right. Now, Cracker Barrel Management, and again, we're streaming worldwide. If you're listening, we're trying to help you. Okay? We're trying to help you.
I'm only here to help.
Thank goodness for
yes.
that. Okay. It's all about the brand, and I'm just continually amazed. Again, Bud Light, that debacle, it's like they totally lost track of what their brand was. It was all, oh, we got to get new customers. Whoa, young people. Whoa, we know what they like. No, you don't. Oh, we know what they like. And they throw it out there, and it was an absolute disaster. And Cracker Barrel is kind of heading down that road. And again, the statement that management there turned out yesterday, in my opinion, didn't help matters. It didn't help matters at all.
No.
All right. They're going to stick to their guns because they're smarter than everybody else. They're young, hip, and cool, and they know what people want. No, they don't. Hello, Bud Light. Hello, Coke from 40 years ago. People were perfectly happy with the regular Coke. And so, oh, new Coke, oh, people are going to love this. No, they hated it. So they had to do a reverse and go back to the, what did I say, original taste, which 40 years later, that's still in the cans, original taste. Like, people, young people are like, what does that mean, original taste? I don't know.
Well, I think putting the Cracker Barrel waitresses in those orange shorts and having them serve wings is really just going a step too far.
Well, I tell you what, Hooters has been going down the drain.
And that is a fact.
And recent people, I guess, in charge of Hooters.
You're just trying to make me cry this
morning. I'm terribly sorry. You know, part of the deal is, okay, the waitresses, I won't say they're scantily clad, but, all right, the short shorts were awfully short, and the tight shirts were somewhat tight.
Yeah, they were scantily clad is what you're trying to say.
Well, no, at least they covered up most everything. In recent times, somebody's strategy was, well, let's have the girls wear even less. And that's become a turnoff now. Like, okay, this is getting ridiculous. And Hooters, right down the drain. Right down the drain. Because you don't know your audience. All right? You just don't. They don't know the brand. Now, before we take a break, what Cracker Barrel needs to do is realize whatever, oh, we have research. Yeah, I'm sure it's very cherry-picked research to do what you want to do. Meanwhile, the populace is saying this is not a good move. The smart play would be to back up and say, you know what? We misread this one. We screwed up. We admit it. All right? So we're going to stick with the current logo with Uncle Herschel, who nobody knew who that guy was. Now we know. Here we do. Why don't you do some promotions that have something to do with the real, if he was, Uncle Herschel. Do some things with Uncle Herschel. Because now that everybody knows who he is, okay, let's introduce him. Let's do some things. Let's keep our really countrified look in our restaurants. And yeah, maybe you need to do something about the cooking. No, don't make it generic. Make it more countrified. And a lot of people might really go for that because unless it's a small, like a mom and pop operation out there, I would say there isn't any other restaurant quite like Cracker Barrel. Not the steakhouses and stuff. No, that's a different venue, different genre. All right? But that would mean admitting that you were wrong. And I don't think these young, hip, cool marketing types are willing to do that. Bud Light didn't hit them until their sales started going right in the toilet before they finally realized, okay, we seriously messed up here. Although I don't think they ever came out and said, you know what, we seriously messed up here. People respond when you say, I screwed up. I'm really sorry. We're not going to do that again, and we're going to fix it. People respond to that because everybody makes mistakes. We all do. It's when you stick to your guns like, no, I want what I want. I'm smarter than you, so I'm going to stick it, and you're going to like it if you like it or not. Well, that's not the way business works. Cracker Barrel right now is finding that out the hard way.
Yep.
Hello. Although, again, we'll take a break. Again, sometime in the next week or two, I'm going to make a point, free up my schedule, get over there and eat, and just see it for yourself. All right? Let's take a break. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Again, controversies everywhere. We have more of them, amazingly, when we come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-On, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
About 5 minutes remaining on the big show here for a Tuesday morning as we continue the countdown to Penn State football Saturday afternoon, a 3:30 kickoff at Beaver Stadium.
All right. Got about 5 minutes here. You can still chime in at 814-954-7266. All right, let's squeeze in a little politics before
all
we wrap
right.
up today. Once again, Scott here. I'm signed up for way too many things. Most of them I didn't even sign up for. I just ended up on a list.
Funny how that works.
Here comes, again, now I'm a registered Republican, okay? And there's a group called State Republicans Headquarters, which, by the way, has nothing to do with Harrisburg. All right, these folks are based out of Washington. It's a national thing, but they're called State Republicans Headquarters, and somebody named Robert, like that's a real guy, okay, for I think the sixth time yesterday, I get a message from Robert telling me my State Republican membership card has not been activated.
No!
It's the same message over and over and over again. The only thing that changes is the so-called subject line in the email. All right, this one, I don't want to close the door on you, which is good because I've had my hand, you ever get your hand jammed in a door?
Oh, it hurts.
That really hurts, you know, that's bad. But it's the same message that they just pound it home. I mean, these political action committees and so on, they're going wild right now. They're going crazy. And again, it starts with the word patriot. Okay, that is now officially a cliche. Don't call me patriot. I don't, just stop. Okay, stop. Instead of trying to scare me and go with radical language and just over-emotional stuff, how about you just reason with me? Give me a reasoned argument why I should give you money or why I should activate my membership card. All right. Then we got this one. This is from a different group. Okay.
All right.
The headline, Democrats have all the momentum. Now, when I saw that, I'm like, what? What? Because I've got some news stories that say the opposite.
Got the momentum.
All right. This one says, fellow American. All right. At least didn't call me a patriot. Fellow American. It's taken them 6 months, but now Democrats have all the momentum.
Huh.
It may shock you, but it doesn't shock us.
I'm a little shocked.
And there's a link, you know, click this link to read more. I'm thinking, oh, for goodness sakes. Meanwhile, we've got stories like this. We've got this one from The Hill, which is an online political media outlet. Recent headline, Third Way is a Democrat group. All right. Headline, Democrats circulates blacklist of terms Democrats shouldn't use. Once again, words mean something.
Mm-hmm.
And so the story says this think tank has put out a list of words that they say Democrats should now avoid. We're talking about people at the top, okay? Democrats should avoid these words because they leave a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. All right, and you've heard some of these. Birthing person, what most of us would call a woman. Birthing person. Cisgender. I still see this. I see people making comments and they refer to cisgender. Cisgender, what most of us would just, I assume, would call straight. All right, for folks going down that road. The unhoused. Oh, for goodness sakes. In other words, people who were homeless, all right, the unhoused. And when you don't know how to refer to Hispanic people, you use Latinx, L-A-T-I-N-X. So you have Latino, you have Latina. Well, who are we talking to? So we come up with, I think it's pronounced Latinx. It's these buzz terms that people are now starting to see through, like, okay, why are you changing the language? Why are you doing that? And New York Times had a story the other day. Democrat Party's having trouble with registering voters. Their numbers have been going down, down, down. Republican numbers have been going up, up, up. Here in Pennsylvania, it's like 2-1 in recent times, switching from Democrat to Republican. 2-1, which is, for Pennsylvania, relatively, is unheard of, especially like in greater Philadelphia, which is a very blue area. It's starting to turn purple, you know, blue-red. So, again, some of this stuff. Democrats have all the momentum. No, they don't. All right? Stop trying to scare me into sending you money, bud. I'm not sending you money. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go. All right?
Forget about it.
Nutty stuff. Hey, folks, it's a beautiful day. Get out and enjoy. What a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Hey.